Okay, first of all, that I will talk a few 2 minutes in English.
首先，仁波切会用英文跟大家讲2分钟的话。
As you all know, that today is the exam, the result, the celebration day. So, yeah. So, I just want to say the thank you for the all the, I mean, the people who are the voluntarily and helping and the supporting for the this class. Yeah.
就像大家所知道的，今天呢，就是早晨的时候，我们有举行了期中考试的这庆祝活动。那仁波切非常感谢所有的义工，还有所有的组长们，大家来帮助这个整个的这个课程的完成。谢谢。
So thank you so much for all the volunteers and the helpers and yeah. So that's I just thought to say the thank you so much for that. Yeah, also helping. So because of your work and the volunteers really make this class happen.
波切再次感谢所有的参与的义工者及所有的就组长、副组长们还有联络者，那还让这个课程能够这么圆满的进行。Yes.
The second thing is also thank you so much for the Gishima. Really, the whole town station really helped the very much for the make me very easy to explain the things.
仁波切也非常郑重的感谢格西玛，因为他的翻译让仁波切的教法能够很清楚、很简单的传达给各位同学。
Yeah, sometimes I debate with the Gishima.And actually, when I was debating, I'm not expecting the whole answer.
Okay, 然后有几次仁波切其实有跟格西玛做辩经的这个讨论，那仁波切呢也对格西玛的这个回答非常的印象深刻。
No, I'm not expecting any of the whole answer. Right answer.
那仁波切没有想说他会做一些的一些特定的回答 ，yes.
Yeah, because the mainly that I just want to make sure that she can understand the questions.
那主要其实仁波切只是想说格西玛会要清楚的理解仁波切要问的问题。
Yeah, so really that's the.Way that I just want to make sure that she understands me very clearly. So, and she did really very well.
那仁波切当仁波切问这些问题的时候，主要就是要知道格西玛了解仁波切的问题。那格西玛回答的时候，真的是非常的精辟，非常的就是非常的了解。Yes.
Whatever I debate and ask her the question, I don't expecting any right or wrong question. I was just wondering that she can understand my question.
那当仁波切问这个问题的时候，仁波切只是要确定格西玛了解仁波切要问的问题。那仁波切没有期待说是正确或者是是错误的回答，但是格西玛每次都非常的精辟的回答。Yes.
Okay, so that's the so that's why I want to thank you so much for the Gishima. So, and she is the one reason that she could understand very well, and also the she is the one reason that I got very much of the motivated to teach the great stages of the Vajrayana. Very tough book, so but still that I got motivated because of the Gishima could translate very well.
那就是仁波切非常非常感谢格西玛的翻译，让仁波切的教法，因为他非常理解仁波切要教的这个内容，所以呢，让仁波切有一个非常非常好的就是很更远大的意乐，然后就可以教大家就是密宗道次第，因为格西玛非常翻得非常的就是准确精准，所以呢，仁波切非常非常感谢格西玛。Yes.
So initially, she would get scared with me translating and the scared.
因为刚开始的时候，格西玛可能跟仁波切不太熟，所以有一点点就是害怕，然后就是说跟仁波切的翻译。Yes.
So I told her that if she don't understand me, she can ask me 100 times.
那仁波切就跟格西玛说：“如果你不理解我说的话，你就可以问我100次都没问题。”Yes。
I told her that if I say white is black, you just translate. You don't have to ask me the why white is black.
那仁波切曾经跟格西玛说：“如果我说白色，我说它是黑色，那你就是只要翻译就说白色就是黑色，就这样，你不用问我说为什么这个白色是黑色呢？”Yes。
你希望你记得吗？
记得。
So that's I told her that whatever I say, just ask it. If you don't understand what I say, just you can ask me 100 times. But don't ask the question that why I am saying that.
仁波切就跟格西玛说：“那你就是，如果你不理解我说的问题的话，你就问我100次都没问题。但是你不要问我说为什么你会这样子说这个问题呢？”Yes。
Yeah, anyway, so thank you so much. So also the Gishima. Yeah.
所以仁波切非常感谢格西玛跟所有的参加的义工，还有这个就是安排课程啊，所有的人员。Yes。
And also the one very important thing is that this time the class time. So also I just thought the one thing.
那现在是我们就是早晨是庆祝活动嘛，那现在是我们的课程，正式上课的课程。仁波切就想要跟大家说一件事，Yes。
So, if you look at the story of the Adisha when he came to the Tibet,
如果大家看阿底峡的自传的话，那当他到了西藏的时候，Yes，
when he came to the Tibet, then he made the Dhomtumba. Dhomtumba, he was the main student in Tibet. Yeah.
当阿底峡尊者遇到的那个总敦巴，总敦巴就是阿底峡尊者的主要弟子，Yes。
So yeah, sometimes when they two talk and they used to laugh, mainly when they're laughing because they think and when they remember their past life. And the past life, sometimes they was born as a bird and together they used to fly.
那他们两位尊者在说话的时候呢，他们就会两个一起大笑，因为他们会想到看到他们的过去式，因为过去式他们以前曾经两位尊者都是鸟，然后他们一起飞翔，Yes。
And that also there is a conversations between the Adisha and the Dhomtirpa saying that, oh, do you remember you were in that time that bird? I was also with you in that bird.
那他们两位在谈话过程，他们就说：“哦，你记得那一世吗？我们你是那只鸟，然后我是另外那只鸟，然后我们在做什么？这样子，Yes。
And they used to laugh.
所以他们两位就一起大笑。
Even the Buddha still, sometimes the Buddha used to laugh, and the student asked that why you're laughing. Then he go back the story of the past life and the several thousand years back story he remembers, and he used to say that he laughed that.
那也是像在佛陀的本生传里面也说，就是佛陀也常常会微笑嘛，然后他就会说他以前的过去式几千年之前的过去式的事情，然后他就会笑，Yeah。
So now one day, once we all reach in the Buddhahood, when we look back at that, we are having this kind of the Zoom session, we will laugh, okay?
那将来仁波切说，我们大家如果都是成佛了以后，然后我们过了那时候，然后我们大家呢就看到，就说这个时候我们参加 Zoom，然后到时候我们那时候大家又参加 Zoom，然后我们就可以大家一起笑，Yes。
The most important thing is that class always that the importance to remember that the final the destination is all together at the Buddhahood. Okay, that is the final destination. Okay, always that is that you have to remember and keep in the mind.
那仁波切就是勉励大家，我们最主要参加这个课程，我们最主要大家的共同的目标就是要成佛，然后那是我们最终的究竟的目标。Yes。
When I start the Dipkara in the America, when American one student asked me that Rinpoche, you are the eighth Council Rinpoche, will you also the ninth Council Rinpoche will come and again continue the Dipkara, this book?
那当仁波切成立美国燃灯智的时候，就有 问美国的学生问仁波切说，那您是第八世的康萨仁波切，那您会转世成第九世仁波切吗？然后再继续来教导吗？ Yes.
Okay, carry on the deep car activity, yeah.
然后继续 来那个就是执行燃灯制的所有的计划吗？ Yes.
Yeah, so now the main important here, the point that he is that always that remember, okay, now the final destination, this is the, we started as the spiritual journey. The final destination is together to reaching the Buddha, okay?
所以呢，我们最主要的这就近的目标就是成佛，然后我们要一起在学佛的道上，然后一起成佛，这是最就近的目标。Yes.
When will we reach? Don't care about it. Definitely we will reach. That's the more important.
那至于哪时候我们会成佛呢？那个不是特别重要，但是我们一定会成佛的，这个是最重要的。Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now we'll come back to the
topic. 谢谢。
Yeah,